Hello, hello. Thank you very much for listening, first of all. Second of all, my name is Balmore. This is my second episode on Anchor. Bringing you something that I was giving it a little bit of thought right now. I was writing my book and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna share this with people, because I do believe that it's gonna help you. So pretty much the title is, "You're Going to Die, So Don't Leave This World Without Telling Us You Were Here." You know that sometimes I just reflect on this. I remember that I read once that the Queen of England, Elizabeth I, said before leaving this earth, she said, "Everything that I have for one more moment." Time is this thing that does not forgive anyone. Every day we're getting older, and eventually we will also leave this earth too. So my advice is, don't waste time. Because like Pepe Mujica, which is the former president of Uruguay, said, "You can't go to the supermarket and buy time. Time is something you cannot get back ever." He also mentions something that, again, makes me reflect in our lifestyle sometimes and in the world that we live in, which is, you know, we like to consume and buy, and things are just one or two clicks away, and then they get delivered in our mail, which is amazing, by the way. I love it. I'm an Amazon buyer or user. But here's the thing, that sometimes we don't even need those things that we buy, and we just bought them out of impulse. You know, he says, in an interview done with Human in 2015, we keep buying and throwing away, and what we're wasting is our lives. Because when I buy something, or you buy something, you're not buying it with money, but with the hours of life you had to spend earning that money. But with the only difference that the only thing that you cannot buy is life. Life only gets shorter. So you must be saying, this guy wants me not to spend my money and enjoy it. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, don't spend your money, your life, buying things that you don't need. I remember one time I asked my boss for a raise. I started with the right foot. You know, I was telling him everything that I have done for the company. I told him, I gave him a list pretty much of things. I was just like, okay, I've done this. I have changed this process. I trained these people. I created this training material. I added these forms. The growth that the team had in the past. So all these good things. And then I continued with the wrong foot. I told him, I need that raise because I need to help my family. I need to help them even more. And honestly, that was a bad idea, really bad idea. Don't do that if you're gonna ask for a raise. So he's like, okay, then if that's the reason, stop spending on things that you don't need. How do you get that new Lexus back there? And I'm like, I traded in the Kia that I have, and it's not even that expensive. It's only $20 more a month. That's what I'm paying. And he's like, but that's $20 more that you can send to your family, right? $20 more that you can use to help your family. Your Kia was not taking you from point A to point B. Was there a problem with it? And I was like, no, it was actually really reliable. And he's like, okay, then what's the difference between getting a Kia and a Lexus? What's the difference between buying a Starbucks for $4 or $5 when you can buy the K-Cups for 40 cents? Or just drink the coffee that we make every day? And I pretty much just said, you know what, I understand your point. So just enjoy your money. That's fine, enjoy it, you know? It's your hard working, earned money. Enjoy your time, because it's, like I said, time flies. Just do it with sobriety. I know this is a quick podcast, but again, I just have to say thank you. This is something that I come across with. I'm making my book little by little. I understand now why people say that writing a book is like eating an elephant, you know, and the only way that you can eat an elephant is just piece by piece, right? Thank you very much again for the support. You can follow us on Facebook at Winners Playlist, also on Instagram. And thank you very much. I'll talk to you guys later on. Thank you.